USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are set to get hit with wintry weather conditions over the next day or two. Mountain communities in Colorado like Vail and Aspen could get up to a foot of snow. Meanwhile, Denver will also see their first measurable snow in the city. The anticipated snow will end a record-long snowless streak for Denver. It's been debated recently, but the record is 232 days without snow, which would be surpassed by the end of the day, Thursday. Vaccine requirements are quite reasonable, so says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She was asked about bipartisan efforts to repeal Biden's vaccine mandate on large businesses. Psaki sidestepping a question as to whether the president would veto a bill killing a vaccination requirement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
A bill is headed to the Congress after passing in the House on Wednesday.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID, the disease, or about the COVID vaccines. Our response to COVID, as a result, has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52-48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal. It now heads to Congress, where a vote is very unlikely, given the track record of Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate moving forward on a compromise bill that would raise the federal debt limit. A key procedural vote pushed the measure toward a final vote. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden delivers remarks at a virtual address to representatives of 110 governments invited to the Summit for Democracy, saying the summit is an opportunity for countries to learn and improve.
This summit is a kickoff of a year in action for all of our countries to follow through on our commitments and report back next year on the progress we've made.
Some notable countries not participating in the summit include China, Russia, and Turkey. California is making plans to be an abortion sanctuary.
State lawmakers may help pay for people from other states to come to California for abortions if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. A report released Wednesday by dozens of abortion providers and advocacy groups asks state policymakers to pay for things like travel, lodging, and child care for those coming to California from other states. The report also asks lawmakers to reimburse abortion providers for procedures performed for patients who can't afford them. The report also has the support of top legislative leaders and Governor Gavin Newsom. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Rapper Travis Scott is breaking his silence on the Astroworld concert tragedy in Houston. Scott telling Charlamagne Tha God that it's been an emotional roller coaster. He says he wants to be there for his fans and their families and have conversations with them. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.